That raises an interesting point, Your Honor. Peter Fayman, on behalf of William Stansberry, a creditor of the estate. I was late today coming in. Mr. O'Connell's late. All of the attorneys and the litigants are either in West Palm, South. I respectfully don't understand how we ended up in the North Branch.
You know what I mean?
In this. Should we send it back to the main branch?
No.
Okay.
That would be judge shopping. When somebody refuses someone refuses themselves,
right.
Then it randomly reassigned. And I would verify this is a case that started out me, and the case that started out somebody else.
Right, well, actually, Judge Cullen actually specifically said in his refusal order, North Branch, which I didn't understand.
Well, that's what the 4PCA is for. I'm not here to question some other judge's order. Your job, Judge, won't have me saying he was wrong. I'm not the appellate judge. So if somebody made a mistake and you all think that there's relief that should be granted to correct the mistake, that's what the court is for.
Yeah. No,
so is it true?
You know.
Well, I know it's true. So thank you. Come see.
Okay, thanks.
We're here because somebody else is not the judge in the case anymore, and I am. Right?
Right.
Okay, and then we'll go on to the next step. This is a case management conference. What is it that I need to do to manage a case? I've received the trustee's omnibus status report, which is lengthy and comprehensive, and I've read that. So other than being brought up to speed by having read that report, what else is it that needs to be resolved to get this case done?
Good morning, Alan Rosehead. Speaking here or refer to?
No, you can speak here. You're welcome to be seated, too. I can hear fine. If you don't want to hear me, I can never talk this microphone.
I'm not planning on doing the whole hearing, but just briefly, there are technically four other cases that all were assigned, and I think we've noticed the status conference in all four cases. There are two estates. The Simon Bernstein that Your Honor mentioned, he died in 2012.
Right, and his wife, the predeceased him, has got a case, and I've been asked to consider one of the things that needs to be done is the closing of that estate.
Right? Correct, and she died in 2010, and each of those estates is built into a trust, so there's technically four pieces of pending litigation, an estate of Shirley Trust Construction, an estate of Simon, and a claim in the Simon Trust for the removal of my client. So those are the four separate matters. And then what we came before the court, when Judge Cullen recused himself, there were so many pending that motions that counsel thought it would be best to come and get some sort of order. The one thing that we believe, at least, which was in the status report that should be addressed fairly early on, is whether we're going to have a guardian item for the three minor children that are represented by Elie Bernstein, and try to bring some order to this case that I think was a little bit out of control in Judge Colin's courtroom.
Are you in a motion for appointment of a GAL for the closing? Has a motion been filed with someone?
I don't think we filed. My understanding is the beneficiaries were about to file one. I don't think it's been filed yet. There is a pending motion to appoint an attorney for the children, so it's sort of a similar issue. Maybe Mr. O'Connell can. It's on one of his list of motions. And then I think the main thing we need to discuss is what order we're going to do the hearing in, because along with the guardian ad litem, it's our position that the first thing we should decide, since almost every motion you're going to hear on Mr. O'Connell's list is filed by Elie Bernstein, is he's not a beneficiary, and we have a complaint, a one-count complaint. Standing, then I believe almost we could go to mediation, or we could resolve almost all of these motions without taking up what could probably be 2 or 3 weeks of the court's time.
Well, I noticed in the trustee's status report that there was mentioned several times that he's not a beneficiary. So has there been an order that establishes that, or is that just a position that's being argued by the
Well, the the documents themselves, the operative document, and the, for example, Simon Bernstein's will.
Right.
The sole beneficiary is the trust.
Okay.
Simon Bernstein's trust, his sole beneficiary is his 10 grandchildren. Shirley Bernstein's will, the sole beneficiary is her trust. Shirley Bernstein's trust gave Simon Bernstein the power of appointment to appoint, and he appointed to his grandchildren.
Okay.
So what we filed was a one-count complaint to determine those documents. We actually filed a trust construction action. Judge Colin advised us to file, to add a count. We added one count that was to determine the validity of those documents. It's been answered by everybody. And what Judge Colin did was he severed that one count from everything else. And he stayed everything else until we resolved that one count. That's the issue that we believe if you just resolve that issue first, a lot of the stuff would go away, and that's part of the purpose of the status conference. The parties can't among themselves agree what issues. But if you did that issue, either he has standing or he doesn't, but if he doesn't have standing, we're going to go through, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of legal fees resolving motions that he's filed if he lacks standing. And I think if you couple it with a motion for a guardian ad litem, there is a motion pending in a fifth case, the Oppenheimer case, that's also before you, not today, for guardian ad litem, and Judge Holmes deferred on that. I believe Mr. Morrissey's clients are going to move for a guardian ad litem. I believe Mr. Elliot Bernstein in his papers has indicated that he has a lawyer and a guardian to represent them. He will speak for himself at that point. But those are the two issues we think should go first. If they happen first, this case will become much more manageable, could even be resolved, because as we indicated in our report, these are relatively small states. There was a belief that's driving this that there was $100 million going to be left behind. They left behind modest estates. Over time, we've been trying to sell property, we've been trying to narrow things in these, and all we've been doing is spending attorney's fees between a curator.
I don't want us to go back to
okay.
I just want to figure out what's on the judicial plate.
That's what we need to happen first. Those two issues are possible to find.
Talking about the amended complaint, if so, I have a copy.
We have a docket, just the docket entry, if you don't mind. I'm sorry.
I've got a computer here, so I don't think I'll be in the room.
October, it was filed October 3rd, 2014.
Your Honor, can I make an objection? I'm Elliot Bernstein. Well, can I make a statement to the court then? Since okay.
I believe 13 is the actual, the count itself that incorporates the allegations and the documents.
All right. Count 2 starts at paragraph 79 of the document.
Yes, sir. Severed it. He stayed.
Okay, do you know when the order was entered on that?
I think on 10-6, according to the chart from
10-6 of 14.
Yes, it says order on amendments to pleadings. It might be an order that we did. Paragraph 3 of
the order is almost the very next docket entry. So the amended petition is docket entry 26. The order is docket entry 27.
And specifically, paragraph 3 on page 2 addresses.
And there was a response filed by Mr. Bernstein to the defendants. Are those things?
What case is this in? Is this in Shirley Bernstein or Simon Bernstein?
Case number 14-CP-369.
So I'm not.
That's Shirley.
That's Shirley.
Everyone has either answered or been defaulted. And we've noticed. I noticed the case for trial.
Simon Bernstein. Are we here for Simon Bernstein? I'm confused because I'm not prepared for Shirley Bernstein's case today. And so I don't know why. Can I raise another point, Your Honor? But before Mr. Rose, excuse me?
You must stop.
What?
You must stop.
Oh, okay.
I do one thing at a time. You're not that thing yet.
Okay. Okay.
I do decide that I'm the one who runs this courtroom, so I don't have people just jumping up and ordering things out. That doesn't help me orderly go through figuring out what the problem is and how to attack resolving the problem.
Okay.
My specialty is wrestling stuff to the ground and resolving it. And that's what I'm going to do in this case. That's what I do in every case. So this one's a bigger one to wrestle to the ground than some other ones, but there's no octopus case that I've ever met that I haven't been able
Yes, sir.
Right. You haven't met me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I didn't think. So you don't know me. These other attorneys do because they're informed in front of me on other cases where I've done the same thing. I'm too stupid to so I take one thing at a time, I make sure I know what I'm doing, and I go to the next thing. And I try and be courteous to everybody.
So my question was, are we dealing with Simon or Shirley Bernstein?
I'm not going to talk about your issues.
Oh.
I was talking to you to tell you what I'm doing so you're not mystified. But now you have to sit silently because it's my time to talk to you.
that is.
Does anybody object to that issue being resolved first in the order of events in this sequence of cases?
Hi, Your Honor. Are you ready for me?
Yeah, I just want to know if there's any objection to having that issue heard and resolved first. That's the issue that I'm chewing on right now.
Okay. I probably call it an objection, but I'd like to be able to explain my role in it and these other motions.
Well, first I want to know if there's any reason I shouldn't attack this as the first order of business in setting a trial or hearing to have it resolved. Do you have any objection?
I wouldn't object to that.
All right. Does anybody else seated at the tables have any objection?
May I please support Peter Fayman on behalf of William Stansberry. He's a $2.5 million creditor of the estate of Simon Bernstein. We're here today in the estate of Simon Bernstein, and it's the position of Mr. Stansberry that the removal of Ted Bernstein as trust successor trustee should be heard first.
Okay, why?
The reason for that is, if that issue is determined one way or the other, we believe that it's then resolving probably all of the other issues in this case.
The trustee believes the issue to resolve any of the issues is to determine whether Elliot I'm using first name, I'm sorry, is it Mr. Bernstein? Bernstein?
You call me Elliot.
Well, okay, I don't mean to be disrespectful.
No, no. It's good.
But the trustee's thought is that resolving whether Elliot has any standing to be involved in litigation is key. And you're saying that's not key, but something else is key. What else
yes.
is that you're suggesting is a key issue to be involved?
Because that's the Shirley Bernstein Trust. The matter that were before Your Honor today is the estate of Simon Bernstein, and Simon Bernstein had a separate trust which was different from the Shirley Bernstein Trust, and the most of the assets are in the Simon Bernstein Trust, which then had the pour over will into the most of the assets are in the Simon Bernstein estate, then had the pour over will into the trust, and that's the matter that is the most significant, in my humble opinion, that is before Your Honor, is the Simon Bernstein estate and the Simon Bernstein trust. And it's the opinion of Mr. Stansberry that Mr. Ted Bernstein, as the successor trustee to the Simon Bernstein trust, should be heard first.
Well, he has asked first. How is it that there's an order by Judge Poland severing out this account about the validity of some state documents in the Simon Bernstein case if the documents in question were filed in a different state?
Right.
Okay, what's up with that? Well, we have a trust construction account that was to determine the validity and then the construction of the Shirley Bernstein Trust. Within that claim, because there's an overlap of issues there, the standing issue is the same in both. What Judge Poland ordered me to do was to file an additional count into that complaint. Everyone was properly noticed. We already had a jurisdiction over all the beneficiaries, those that answered, those that did not. No one has moved to dismiss upon the ground that it's not properly in one case. And so because there's a direct overlap between documents that were executed and the validity of those documents. And the validity of the will of Simon directly relates to the validity of the exercise of the power of appointment because he exercised his power through his will. So what Judge Colin did was he ordered me to file a simple one-count complaint, as simple as it can be, list the four documents and allege that they're all valid and enforceable. And within the context of trying that issue, you will decide whether, for example, Simon Bernstein was unduly influenced to, if that's an allegation, to execute the power of appointment. Because the power of appointment is what deprives him, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, of standing. So what Judge Colin ordered us to do was to put that all in this count. He then stayed everything else, severed that, and we were supposed to try that. And we get bogged down constantly in removal. Yeah. That's fine.
Don't be sidetracked, or I'll get confused.
Sorry, that's what he ordered us to do. All
right. And Mr. Bernstein, how did you do this trial?
Yes, sir. Several of that being the first thing. The first part is that as Mr. O'Connell has filed with the court in the Simon Bernstein estate, nothing can be done with Ted Bernstein as trustee because Mr. O'Connell, Mr. Feeman, two prominent lawyers that you know, have claimed that the document itself that they're operating under precludes Ted Bernstein from being a trustee. The language says it can't be a related party to Simon Bernstein. Well, here's the problem.
No.
Oh. Okay. Oh, well. Well, my problem is that if Ted is not a trustee properly serving and a fraudulent trustee as they're claiming, and he's acting improperly, to have a hearing where Ted's arguing validity where he's conflicted, meaning if he doesn't argue successfully, his entire family and children are cut out of everything. So he's got a conflict in arguing a construction where his... Well, I did address your question because how can we have it? How can we hear his motion? No. Well, I'm saying. How do? Okay. Well, I'm saying we can't hear.
Well, do.
Yeah, I think it's going to take several days.
Why?
Well, you're going to have to first start with, is Ted Bernstein a valid trustee to argue the case? So that's going to bring up, you can allow somebody to argue who's not valid? Well, it's very complicated. Okay. Well, there's been fraud in the documents.
I'm explaining to you
something. Oh, okay.
If I interrupt me, you could be held in contempt. Oh. If I interrupt you, I'm keeping order in my courtroom.
I thought you were talking
Sarah,
with me.
This is not a conversation.
Oh.
Okay. No need for me to explain anything further. I intend to set this for trial.
party, he's intervened because of the overlap of the power appointment, so I can't speak, but just want to make sure that he agreed that the day was enough. We are all bad estimators of time.
I asked this question to the entire courtroom, so if anybody thinks differently than what I'm getting ready to do, they're supposed to say something. He hasn't said anything.
Okay. I'm not saying anything.
Judge John Morrissey, I represent four of the adult grandchildren who will ultimately be beneficiaries under the trust fund. Certainly my clients have an interest here in what's going on. I just want to let Your Honor know, because I hope Mr. Fayman's not misleading the court, but on two occasions so far, he said that he represents a creditor of the estate. That's incorrect.
William Stansbury?
Correct. William Stansbury is not a creditor of the estate. William Stansbury is someone who filed a claim in the estate. An objection was filed by the personal representative or counsel to the personal representative, which means that Mr. Stansbury had 30 days to run off and file his lawsuit, which he's done. He has not done anything with that separate civil litigation. It's not been reduced to a judgment. He is not a creditor. Therefore, Judge, he does not have standing, not only with respect to the validity of the documents, but with respect to anything else in these various litigations.
That's not helping me figure out how much time I need to set aside for this trial.
I'm sorry. Ideally,
when I'm telling you I'm a simple guy, I'm not being modest. I'm interested.
Right.
That's where I'm at. I'm going to write down what I do next when I leave this room. What I do next when I leave this room is file a judicial assistant to reserve the day, set this trial date, send your notices, bang, that thing's done. So that's what I was fishing with. Do you have any objection to that? Okay. Great. See, this is the way I tend to see. I love Martin Paul. This guy is a judge that
I believe they have, actually, but it was denied. What? It was denied a long time ago by Tesher and Spleena, the guys that were removed for frauding the court. They tried to put guardians on. I don't know. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. In the beginning. Yeah, before they were removed. Their Joy's records went back that far.
On behalf of the four adult grandchildren, it's our intention to file one. We were hoping to file it before today.
If it hasn't been filed, then I'm not taking any action. That's my practice. If there's something filed, I'll be worth getting it resolved. But if it's not been filed, it's just
for an attorney for my children. Me? It would just to pay the fees for counsel for my children. A while ago. I've been filing that since the first petition in this case in May of 2013, which still isn't heard. And that's where we should start. Yeah.
Right, we think we found one
August 20th.
The only thing that happened on August 20th is an order by Judge Cole, maybe?
28, sorry, Your Honor. 28.
Okay, we hold it. I just got my trifocals reissued. These are the old ones, so an 8 and a 0 look alike.
Okay.
So I'm moving my head, trying to focus on here. Bear with me a second. See anything anywhere near August 28th of 14. Is that the year 14?
Yes, sir. It says motion to compel estates of Simon and Shirley to pay counsel for Elliot and his minor children. Sorry, maybe we have a mistake on our dates.
Well, I don't see any motion with that description, so perhaps the department got a scan in or something. All right. Does anybody have a paper copy of it?
No.
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honor. I don't know if anyone else did.
Was there ever a hearing?
No.
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 I don't believe it was set for hearing. That is what I was alluding to, that Mr. Bernstein had requested an attorney for his children, and I would suggest that subject to, I don't think there's an objection for anyone, that it's not appropriate to appoint an attorney for his children, per se, but you appoint a guardian ad litem to represent his children, and the guardian ad litem have the power to go out and retain the counsel and accomplish the relief that's sought. And we don't believe it's appropriate, though, to do the same for Mr. Bernstein himself, but his children certainly were beneficiaries of that.
Like this motion just asks for money. It's not asking for the appointment of counsel. Mr. Elliott is seeking the issuance of money on the trust for the estate. So. He alludes to the children meeting. Now, there's an order I see at Document 224 where Judge Cohen prohibits any new filings. I've not read the order yet, but I see the title of the order takes up, I don't know, 20 lines of document here in our computer program. I hope the order is shorter than the title.
We've got it for you.
Now, are these copies ones I should return to you all, or can I keep these?
Keep them. You're welcome. Correct,
sir.
Okay,
thanks.
Hey,
Jim Cohen, I'm a case management conference. Case management order. How about that? docket entry number 24. How come we're up to 82 docket entries and other petitions and things and stuff being filed? What, did we disregard the order?
Successor person representative in the Simon Bernstein estate. So that's my universe in terms of. I think I've over a year at this point that I've been involved in that capacity. And with regard to that particular order, Your Honor, the way everyone has interpreted it is that it has to do with anyone to institute new litigation, a new adversary matter, they would have to go colon. Because we certainly have filed on an administrative level a number of motions of things that needed to happen.
Yeah, the administrative stuff's allowed to happen. Mm-hmm.
Right. So that, to go to your good question of, well, why are there so many items, not that we filed a ton of motions and petitions, but certainly on my behalf, there are definitely some that we have filed.
Well, I'm seeing docket entry 41 is a petition to remove Theodore Stewart Bernstein as alleged successor trustee.
He directed it. He directed it.
Okay, so there was a hearing that he authorized this petition to be filed?
Yes. And then a new case was started. He ordered a new case to remove Ted B. started, and we're in the middle of that. That's one of the cases before he's all fixed. Just to clarify something, I'm so confused. That first part about the case, about the hearing you're ordering, that's not in Simon's.
We're not on that subject.
No, I know, but are we on Simon's case or Shirley's case? Because that, I'm confused about that.
I'm confused.
Welcome to mind. That's in Shirley.
I will argue with you.
Oh, okay.
You ask me what I'm doing.
Okay.
You ask me what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay.
Your Honor, if I just briefly that what Judge Colin was doing, you could fax him the motion or bring it to his attention.
And he uses his fax?
And
well, okay.
He would give permission that something could be filed or not filed. Well, but we had to go through the extra step of sending him in advance or asking permission if I wanted to file a motion to approve a sale or do whatever we had to do. We had to get his permission in advance.
Okay. I find that there is no pending motion for appointment of attorneys for the children, so I'm striking that out.
There's no one.
Now, back to the William Stansberry claim regarding the estate of Simon Bernstein. What is the pleading that sets up any claim that needs to be adjudicated in that case that we not already?
What did he say?
That one thing is that you're not involved in. What about the claim that you said that William Stansberry?
That is a separate action that was filed and is pending before Judge Block in the General Jurisdiction Division.
Okay. So Block's going to figure that one out, right?
Yeah, and the state is a defendant.
But I'm trying to figure out what I've got to say. So Block's got that one, right?
Yes, yes, Your Honor. So the only thing with regard to Mr. Stansberry, I believe, is Mr. Stansberry has filed a motion to discharge him from responsibility for funding the estate's participation in some Chicago litigation, and that should be borne by the estate. But that's already set before Your Honor on October 20th in the special session.
number 12?
That would be case number 12-4391. CP 12-2012-CP4391.
Okay, so that's a different case than I have on the computer screen, so I'll get that out.
Right, that is the case number that actually brings us here today. We're still to the notice of hearing filed by the first order. The first order.
Go ahead. Just a second. Now we're looking at the grant of the trust case, 14-CP-3698.
Yes, sir, that's the Shirley Trust.
I'm scrolling. You see me scrolling with my finger on the thumbnail? I just scrolled through all the attorney. Okay, now this is more like, now we're up to 386. And roughly 10 days ago, some sort of hearing session. Have you noticed?
Oh, that was an objection to an accounting that I had to file timely. Excuse me, Your Honor. Here we go.
Correct. But there's also, with regard, if I may, Your Honor, to Stansberry's claim, Mr. O'Connell has also filed a motion to enter into and approve a settlement agreement between the estate and Mr. Stansberry, which is still out there. But related to that, motion by Mr. O'Connell filed on 7/20/2015. To have Simon Bernstein declared the beneficiary of the J.P. Morgan IRA account. And the reason that relates to Mr. Stansberry is because the settlement money contemplated to be paid to Mr. Stansberry would come out of that account. And there is a question whether that is actually this money that should be part of the estate or not. So before we wanted to actually fund the settlement, we wanted to, I don't mean to speak for Mr. O'Connell, but we wanted to make sure that that would be an appropriate source of funds to fund the settlement so there'd be no clawback claims either against Mr. Stansberry or the estate. Consummation of the settlement.
Does that make sense? Is that petition at issue?
Mr. O'Connell?
I don't think it was filed as an adversary matter, Your Honor, so since it's a freestanding petition.
Okay.
But everybody's been served with.
For the record, no, we have no objection to that motion being granted. I don't know that anyone objects to the motion.
that's certainly something that we heard.
Objected very early.
All right, well, that's why I noticed it up for hearing then, whatever you're ready for that. Okay, well, we've used up all the time set aside for